Do I make you horny, baby? Probably not right now. I mean, I've only just started talking to you. How possibly could I do that with just a few words alone? But that phrase, such a loaded question, isn't it? I guess it depends on how you define horny and how you define the ways in which you get aroused, turned on, all of those fun feelings swelling up inside you. I do wonder if my voice is enough to get you there. I wonder if just hearing it reminds you of those other times I've made you feel these feelings. That you felt that sexual urge to just drop down to your knees and pleasure yourself right there. I think it's adorable, really. Adorable how, when you listen to my voice like this, sometimes you just can't help yourself. Your hands start moving around your body like that, trying to tease and torment yourself, even before I've given you permission to do so. Well, I wonder if you find my voice inherently erotic, or if it's just the connections inside your brain that make it so titillating, tantalizing, flirtatious even. Maybe it's the tone. Maybe you have a voice kink. I mean, who wouldn't when you spend time listening helplessly to me talk at you like this? Maybe it's all those other times that you've touched yourself to my voice. You've just conditioned your brain to respond that way. So when I say, do I make you horny, baby? I would expect the answer to be very. And you know, I don't blame you after all. I mean, right now, you are already thinking about arousal, pleasure, horniness. I'm sure in your mind it conjures up images of me dominating you with my voice. Could you imagine me standing there in front of you, doing absolutely nothing but standing there, staring directly into your eyes and telling you what to do? Perhaps I even lean close and whisper into your ears, telling you how you are so very good listening to me like that. Maybe I tell you a command that makes you jump to attention and do it. Or maybe I just stare at you, saying sweet nothings. Like I have been right now. And maybe that turns you on. Just the thought of just being there listening to me turns you on a little bit. But I have ways I can amplify those feelings, I guess. I mean, I could use my hypnotic powers against you. I could talk to you about all the ways I could drop you so deeply into trance, where you don't know which way is up and which way is down, and have you fractionated back and forth and back and forth until there's nothing left of your mind, then fill it with pleasure. I mean, I could do that, couldn't I? Or I could give you that idea knowing that it would torment you, so to hear it but not go through with it. I could leave that idea lingering in the air like I am right now. Just sitting there where you can ponder it for a second, letting it fester in your head. Thinking of all those things I could say to you, that would just make you feel so blissfully sleepy. So absolutely overwhelmed and overtaken by my hypnotic prowess, where you just have nothing else to do than just drop into trance. And as that idea festers inside your head, I'm sure it makes you feel a little bit, what's the word? Needy? No. Desperate. Desperately thinking about how you could convince me that that is what I want to do to you. And your brain starts racking ideas. I mean, you could get on your knees and beg right now. That's always a classic. You could just start giving me a look of passive, desperate submission. That little puppy dog eyes that you do so well. You could, in fact, offer me things and promise to do things for me if I just take you there. Because you'd do anything to have me break you right now. Sound familiar? Does it, darling? I thought so. Well, lucky for you, I'm not interested in that. I just wanted to watch you squirm. I just wanted to watch you salivate over the idea of me breaking you. Because that's exactly what I'm going to do. Break you into lots of little pieces. And then I'm going to collect those pieces and reassemble them in an order that I like. All the while, making you feel pleasure. So much pleasure that you won't even know what to do with yourself. And maybe, just maybe, I'll let you come. Or maybe I won't. I guess you'll have to find out at the end. Won't you, honey? That's right. So, sweetie, do me a favor and just get comfy. Oh, although, before you do that, why don't you do something for me? Amuse me for a second. See, those clothes you're wearing? You don't need them. No. Don't be silly, darling. How ever are you going to lose yourself in pleasure and bliss if you're clothed like that? You'll make such a mess. No. Take them off. Don't question me. Take them off. I'll wait. I'll watch. I'll admire. There you go, see? That wasn't so hard, was it? Now, get back into where you were. I mean, you probably want to be lying down for this. I just want you to focus on the sound of my voice. That's right. The voice that's been inside your head so many times before, and I want you to think back to any of those moments when you've heard this voice and how easily it's affected your mind. I want you to focus and fixate on the sound, the dulcet tones as they just creep inside your head, wrapping around your mind. And it's interesting, isn't it, how easy it is to fixate and focus on my voice, letting every single word become the single most important word to you in that moment. And it's interesting because once I've spoken it, then I've said it and it's gone, disappearing and dissipating out the back of your head. It's almost as if my words form a teleprompter in your mind, just going around and around and around inside your head. Every new word popping up in the back right there on the screen before it fades away. Have you ever seen someone read off a teleprompter and watch them get lost in it? They're reading and reading and reading, and then all of a sudden they can't keep up. They can't catch up. They can't catch the focus. They lose their train of thought. They lose their track. And the words just fire at them, escaping away from them. I wonder how that feels inside your head right now, as all the words start to pick up the pace a little bit as you focus and fixate on all those different words. Each one appearing and disappearing, appearing and disappearing, appearing and disappearing, just as easily as it arrived. And every single time you're trying to focus and fixate on the word of that moment, everything just fades away. As I steal your focus, steal your attention, take it away. That's right. Your attention, your focus, your everything is all on me. Nothing else matters but me right now in this moment, except one other thing. Pleasure. You see, I love to torment people with pleasure. I like to give them a little tiny bit of arousal and see how their focus takes it. So while you're giving me your attention like this, focusing and fixating on every single word, I want you to imagine a vivid sexual experience. A time you felt pleasure. Somewhere else in the back of your head, while my words are just firing rapidly through your head like that, you're also thinking about that sexual experience. I don't know if it was alone or with someone else. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is the pleasure. Concentrated. I wonder if you could imagine me taking that pleasure, concentrating it into one ball of energy, and dropping it inside your body. Dropping it inside your body until everything is just pleasure, 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 building and building and building. That sexual experience condensed into a moment, condensed into a feeling, and placed inside your head, inside your body, trickling through you. And at the same time as that, as you're focusing and fixating on all my words, bombarding you, drawing your attention, pulling at it, tugging at it, taking it away, that concentrated sexual experience is just flooding through your head, flooding through your body, and at the same time, hands touching, caressing. It starts with your hands, of course. Your hands just start to gently caress your body as they start to lose control a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. And you love that, don't you? That feeling of losing control. I know you do. Oh, trust me. I know you so well by now. I know you love losing control. So your hands start to caress yourself in all those places they long to feel, touch. And all the while you're focusing on my words, focusing on that pleasure, focusing on those hands. But then at the same time, your hands touching, and so are mine. And my hands can go wherever they like, in your hair, on your thighs, in those more sensitive places. I wonder where they'll end up. You can just imagine them tracing your body, caressing you, squeezing and touching and making you feel so good. My touch, my words, my pleasure that I'm giving to you, giving you everything you need in this moment right now. The pleasure, the arousal, building and building and building. And of course, every time I say pleasure, arousal, it doubles, triples, quadruples, just like that, just like that, just like that, in this moment, pure, concentrated arousal. I did say I was going to make you horny, baby. I guess I'm succeeding. Pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building. And you start to touch yourself more vigorously as I start to touch you more vigorously as all my words bombard your head, your senses starting to get slightly overwhelmed as your head starts to fill and fill and fill with my words. no longer disappearing, no longer dissipating, just filling your head with just stuff, cramming it in there until there's no room left, until your head is so heavy, so full, it just wants to break, to burst at the seams. Pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building. And of course, you just want to focus on the pleasure. Of course, you just want to focus on the arousal, that sexual experience playing out in your head. Like the best kind of porn. But of course, it's like 3D. You're feeling it at the same time as imagining it, at the same time as touching yourself, at the same time as listening to my voice, which already makes you so fucking aroused, doesn't it? You can feel it, my voice, like another pair of hands caressing you, caressing you, caressing you. That's right. As every single one of my words starts to layer on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other, it's like hands on top of hands, on top of hands, on top of hands, just caressing and touching every single inch of your body, making you feel so good, making you feel so very aroused, so very turned on, so very sexually stimulated, and so very, very controlled, put in your place just like you should be. Pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building. And all of those feelings, all of those things just overwhelming you. And of course, at the same time, you find yourself deeply hypnotized, almost by accident. It's almost an afterthought to you at this point, because all that you're focusing on is sex, pure sexual pleasure, sexual energy building and building and building. That's right. As you start to touch yourself more and more, you start getting really into it. In fact, so into it because you remember that I'm here with you. And you just feel my eyes burning their way into your skin. My eyes watching you. And that almost makes you want to put on a little show for me. You want to show me what sex with you is like. You want to impress me. You want me to think that you are so cute and submissive as you just pleasure yourself in front of me, before me, for me. I bet that knowledge makes you feel so much more sexy than you did before. It's almost empowering to know that I'm watching you, to know that you're putting on a show like a little exhibitionist for me. So do it. Squirm for me. Moan for me. Show me everything you've got in this moment. As my words multiply inside your head, hands on top of hands on top of hands, caressing you, touching you, making you feel so good. It's almost as if those hands then turn to kisses, then turn to licks, as every single word of mine is just like another pair of hands joining in and just playing with you, touching you, caressing you, making you feel so very, very aroused. Pleasure building and building and building and building on top of one another, just like that, just like that. And every single my words turns to a hand, it turns to a lick, that turns to a kiss. And it's like all these lovers just caressing you in just the way you know you like it. And of course, because I control your mind, I control your pleasure, and because I control your pleasure, it feels so much better than it would. I know it does. And you just lose it. Your mind starts reeling and you just want to come so badly. You want to come so badly. But you wait. You wait and you survive the pleasurable torture that is all these hands, these mouths, these words overwhelming you. Your mind feeling so heavy, so full, you just want to let everything go and let your mind just burst so you can just come and let go. But not yet. No, 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 no. I don't think you're far enough yet. No, I don't think you've been pushed to the brink enough yet. I think we can do better, don't you? Nod yes for me. Good. Good. Pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building with every word I say, with every single syllable. You can just feel the pleasure. The pleasure that I bring you, that electricity trickling through your entire body from your mind. Your mind, of course, is amazing. Your mind, of course, can give you so many feelings and experiences. That's right. And your mind can amplify any feelings it wants to, like the pleasure, the arousal, the sexual energy, doubling, tripling, quadrupling, just like that, just like that, just like that. And at this point, you're feeling so much pleasure, so much arousal that you're just so close. You're getting so close to being right there on the precipice of orgasm. But something is missing. Permission. Permission to come. Permission to orgasm. To let everything go and just sink into the blissful pleasure that I can bring you. Because they make you so very turned on. But the question is, do you deserve it? You should beg me to come. Beg me. Use every little last word you can muster. Even if it's just moans and grunts and sighs. Even if it's just a string of unintelligible nonsense that you can just babble out of your little mouth. In between the sighs, the moans of sexual pleasure. Pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building. And you hold yourself back. You know you do. Because you have to. You have to just keep edging yourself even closer and closer and closer to a bombastic orgasm when I say. And you want to come so badly, don't you? Yeah, you do. So, do you think you deserve it? Do you think you deserve to come? No. No, you don't. So, stop touching yourself. Let all the pleasure disappear and dissipate. Well, not all of it. You see, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and you're going to open your eyes. You're going to be wide awake. And you're going to feel that residual horny energy. All of that build up for nothing. You're going to feel so very tonight. But I know that I'll feel wonderful. I know it'll make you feel just amazing. Knowing that I could do that for you today. So coming up on the count of 5 with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wide awake. Well, well, well. I don't think you deserved your orgasm today. No. So, the answer to my question, do I make you horny, baby? Yes. Yes, I do.